Well, the NFF's target of $100 billion of farm output by 2030 that was announced several months ago, it's not achievable under the current agricultural systems. That's the view of Gary Nann, who's the chairman of the agricultural research body, the Melloon Institute. He says that we need to rehydrate the landscape, increase ground cover and regenerate the bush to slow down the water flow and also stop the massive evaporation of our precious water. Gary Nann says he thinks that the politicians and the farm community generally are embracing these changes.
It's great that they look forward to raising farm output, but under the current situation, the output is pretty much stuck around $60 billion and has been for a number of years. Drought didn't help that. But we, the Melloon Institute, believe that there really needs to be some changes, particularly with respect to the landscape, improving the landscape, rehydrating the landscape, and changing farming practices in accordance with that. Combined, it can have a great effect both for farmers, ultimately producing, I think, much more higher nutrient-dense food, getting carbon out of the atmosphere back into the ground, and an opportunity for farmers as well with respect to carbon and biodiversity credit trading. So the $100 billion just won't get there under the current. There's got to be a change.
So what sort of change are we talking? You talk about too much bare agricultural land and the need to rehydrate, the need to revegetate. That's starting already, isn't it? But it needs to go faster.
Yeah, well, it's certainly starting, and we're doing a whole variety of different catchment projects now right across the country. People are realising the value of repairing and rehydrating, getting your landscape actually functioning as it once did, and they were therefore having agriculture work with nature rather than against it. That's certainly a big issue because, you know, we lose something like 50% of all rain that falls on the ground through bare ground or through eroded, degraded waterways, which just act as drains. So our work at the Institute is all about taking the energy out of that water, slowing it up, spreading it out, capturing, hanging onto it on farm for much longer, and therefore maintaining ground cover, maintaining feed, being more resilient to drought, flood and bushfire, the same sorts of processes work in favour of all of those three problems that that we experience. And then with some change, some more regenerative farm practices, things like no-till and rotational grazing and cropping and crop rotation, all of those things help to build soil health. And at the same time, you're dragging carbon back down in the ground where it should be.
You also mentioned it sort of sounds like natural sequence farming, you know, regeneration on farm, slowing down water, allowing even any green matter to grow. Great, basically, does it borrow from some of those ideas?
Yeah, absolutely. They're all tied together, and the first thing that really needs to be done is work on the degraded and eroded streams and gullies and that we have right across the country, and getting those adjoining areas hydrated. But it isn't only in the streams; it's across a number of different sorts of landscapes by doing other works higher up in landscapes of slowing water, including vegetation, getting vegetation back on the ground. You're fixing the water cycle. At the moment, our big problem from a climate point of view is that the water cycle is broken, and it's a water cycle which really dictates aspects of our climate. And if we can fix that water cycle together with getting vegetation back in, then you're going to start to cool the planet as well. So, the benefits are multiple, but on the farm, the benefits in what we've been able to show in numerous locations around Australia, an improved soil, improved productivity, and ultimately a better bottom line for farmers.
The other thing we've heard in recent years, and with the end of the drought, we saw the rains. We also then saw, because there was a lot more ground cover on farms, we've heard people saying, well, that's why we're not getting the runoff. We're getting farmers to hold on to the water on their farm, and we're not getting runoff into dams, which ultimately is going to cause a problem in terms of the amount of water we have in our dam system and our river system. So it's a sort of catch-22 in some ways, or is it?
No, I don't think it is. You're far better off holding that water in the ground. We lose massive amounts of water from evaporation for dams, and I think there's opportunities to build those ground resources. I think it's an aspect that governments ought to be looking at when you look at the massive amounts of money that are required to do dams. And I'm saying no. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have any dams, but I think there's a balance because. You can maintain huge amounts of water in ground with a properly hydrated catchment, which you can access anyway, and that's one of the things that we've been able to show quite starkly in our work on what we call the Maroon Rehydration Initiative, which is a whole catchment project, 23,000 hectares, 20 landholders participating, and we're really doing all the science around it with piezometers in the ground, stream gauges, and all those sort of things to be able to show the benefit of this work in a much broader sense, in a whole catchment sense.
I've heard people say, you know, this idea about regen farming and having more ground cover, that's okay for the inside country, you know, that country which gets a relatively high rainfall. What about the pastoral zone where, you know, it's this sort of theory they say doesn't work?
Well, I would dispute that. I think it does, and that's why we're increasing our projects around the country in different sorts of topographies and landscapes to prove that point. I mean, if you talk about pastoral, we saw in the last couple of years, you know, take Western Queensland, which had been in drought for years. We then had those massive, massive floods that took out. Thousands and thousands of stock eroded areas really, really badly, and within a couple of months they were back in drought. Now, you know, there's something wrong when that occurs, and there's works that you can do right through that sort of country
To
to
slow the water
slow
down.
water up, slow it up, keep it in the ground, extend the season. You know, we've been at work up in the out of Townsville in that area, and the work we've done there, we cope with a 1 in 500 year flood that occurred around Townsville. The works that we've done, and as a result, farmers in that region have been able to extend their carrying capacity quite substantially, and also their season, because they've held the water in the ground so for that much longer and kept cover on the ground and feed.
Gary Nairn is the chairman of the agricultural research body, the Maloon Institute, and he's talking to New South Wales Farm Writers Group this afternoon. He's probably doing that as we speak. It's 29 minutes past 12.